Anthony Rice, Antonio Rizzo. Oh my. You know, a lot of people ask me down through the years, how did Tony Rice ever get to be in such good shape as that? And I have to tell them that Tony spends a lot of time with me down in South Texas, a little place down there called Camp Howdy. Give me a good mini pearl. Howdy, Yankees. Yeah, well, that's pretty good. Yeah. Well, you know, we were down at Camp Howdy getting ready for this little tour, and we were sitting around the campfire. Actually, we were sitting in the campfire. You've been there. Searching for spiritual sport. When out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. Had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, oh, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy, we're vegetarians. He, veggie what? He said, say, you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force. Well, when he said spiritual sport, sure enough, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap and slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot's seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. Somebody whistle for me, I'm a little dry here. Thank you, thank you. Then we whistled. 27 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. But as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, Bo? I called him Bo. This thing fly? Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious? Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. He just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit. And Beauregard smiled at me with those deep, compassionate, and empty eyes. Dude! You drive! I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat, into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.